KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The Atlantic Police Department issued a statement this morning pertaining to an incident which occurred Monday night at the corner of 4th and Pine Streets. Police Chief Steve Green says officers responded to a reported assault at around 7:40 p.m. The alleged victim was identified as a 27-year-old Atlantic man who was taken to the Cass County Hospital, suffering from a single stab wound to his abdomen. The man, whose name was not released, was later transferred to the Creighton Medical Center in Omaha for additional treatment. The incident is being investigated by the Atlantic PD along with agents with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Anyone with information about the incident is being asked to contact the Atlantic Police Department. Now, Chief Green says this appears to be an isolated incident and there is likely no danger to the general public. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Elsewhere in area news, the Atlantic School Board Monday night discussed but took no action on the district's fiscal year 2014 budget. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said looking at the current budget, an enrollment increase and factors affecting the budget, such as debt service at the high school coming off in May, and the cost for services at the hospital school that are contracted out and not billable to special education, it becomes clear the board will need to look at sending those students to a facility outside of Atlantic and what the costs would be.
At this point, I would tell you is that our revenues should continue to increase based on enrollment, which is beneficial. We most recently received a Title VI-B grant, which we were not expecting. In the past, we haven't been eligible for that, but because of our free and reduced lunch rate at this time, we got another $28,000 that we weren't expecting.
And Amstein said a majority of the budget, some 80 to 85%, will probably have to be used for salaries. One of the unknowns that will affect the final outcome of the budget is allowable growth.
I'm not an optimist in saying is that it's going to be addressed early in the legislation, which really, in a sense, forces the board really to make a budget that you're going to have to make your best guess at. Hopefully that we'll have some idea if there is any allowable growth, what they feel like the number's going to be, and maybe we can go ahead and base our budget on that.
Amstein said the unknowns are what will make this an interesting budget year.
I'm interested in two things, I guess, occurring. The first one would be what our allowable growth is going to be. And the second thing is that when they talk about repurposing funds, what that might look like. And I guess the third piece would be is that if there's any additional funds for what the governor has proposed as far as his reform package and what that actually is going to look like when it comes out of the legislature.
Amstein says he sees some scenarios that could play into the budgeting process that the board may be facing in the months to come.
0% allowable growth, and then the probability of maybe 2% allowable growth, and then even being ambitious enough to say 4% allowable growth and take a look at those and see what that provides as far as revenue and then also having some additional information on taking a look at what we need to do to offset that $380,000 with purchase services. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, is regardless of what you do in your budget, if you can't bill that to special education, it's going to have to come out of general fund. That's a big hit for your general fund to continue to have if you're wanting to try to take a look at solvency ratio between 10 and 15%.
The board and administration, according to Amstein, will do what it can to remain as fiscally responsible as possible given the current unknowns in the budget. And authorities have released the names of two homicide victims whose bodies were found after a fire destroyed a mobile home near Ewing, which is in northeast Nebraska. Antelope County, Nebraska Attorney Joe Abler on Monday identified the victims as 25-year-old Victoria Lee, who's from Missouri Valley, Iowa, and 30-year-old Gabino Vargas of Omaha. Abler says also the 33-year-old Matthew Henriksen of Ewing was charged with arson and two counts of first-degree murder and remains jailed. The Nebraska State Patrol says a 911 call early Saturday morning reported a domestic dispute. Another call reported a fire at a mobile home in the same area. The two bodies were found in the bedroom of the home. Another man escaped the flames, and he was released after questioning. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Bernadine Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday at her daughter's home. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Harvey Sandhorst, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Harvey Sandhorst will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. See Maxine Blunk, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Maxine Blunk will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Fred Nielsen, age 80, of Menlo, died Monday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fred Nielsen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Robert Carter, age 82, of Carson, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Robert Carter are currently pending at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.